Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Hey y'all, Eves here. Today's episode contains not just one, but 2 nuggets of history. Consider it a double feature. Enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Eves. Welcome to This Day in History class, a show that reveals a little bit more about history day by day. The day was June 17th, 1631. Mumtaz Mahal, a beloved wife of Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan, died just after she gave birth to a child. It was the 14th child she gave birth to, with 7 of those children dying in infancy. But after she gave birth to her last child and died, Shah Jahan was devastated, and he soon ordered the building of the Taj Mahal as a tomb and monument to the couple's love. Mumtaz Mahal was born Arjuman Banu Begum in Agra, India in 1593. Her mother was a princess of the Persian nobility. Her father, Asaf Khan, was a member of the nobility of the Mughal dynasty. Prince Karam, as Shah Jahan was then known, met Arjuman Banu Begum at a royal bazaar around the year 1607. At the time, Begum was 15 years old and the prince was 14 years old. Begum's father would soon be the prime minister, and her aunt was married to Prince Karam's father. Begum was at the bazaar selling silks and glass beads. As the story goes, Prince Karam paid 10,000 rupees for what Begum claimed was a diamond, but may have been a piece of glass. The prince was immediately enamored with Begum. Prince Karam soon asked his father, Emperor Jahangir, for permission to marry Begum. Jahangir approved the marriage, but first, Prince Karam had to marry a Persian princess named Kandahari Begum for political reasons. But by Muslim law, he was allowed to have 4 wives. He later married a 3rd wife, but on an auspicious day in 1612, Arjuman Banu Begum became Prince Karam's 2nd wife when they got married. As would be expected, the wedding was lavish, with musicians, dancers, and enslaved people who carried torches. Once they got married, Emperor Jahangir gave Begum the name Mumtaz Mahal. Mumtaz Mahal means jewel or chosen one of the palace. Begum was the prince's favorite wife. Mahal became an advisor, advocated for disenfranchised people in India, and once the prince succeeded his father and became Shah Jahan, she went to war with her husband. When she was pregnant with her 14th child, she went with Shah Jahan on one of his military campaigns in the Deccan Plateau. On June 17, 1631, after giving birth to her last child, the empress died of postpartum hemorrhage and complications due to repeated childbirth. She had gone through 30 hours of delivery pain, and her lady-in-waiting and doctor had tried to keep her from dying. But Mumtaz didn't make it, and Shah Jahan was grief-stricken. Mumtaz Mahal was buried at Burhanpur, where she died. Her body was later transferred to Agra. In his grief, the emperor turned away from his military campaigns and toward architecture. Historians debate whether Shah Jahan came up with the idea for the Taj Mahal or Mumtaz did on her deathbed. But in 1632, construction began on Mumtaz's mausoleum, the Taj Mahal, in Agra on the Yamuna River. The building was opulent with white marble, precious and semi-precious stones, calligraphy, and a garden. Mumtaz's casket was put in the center of the palace crypt, beneath the central dome and the main inner chamber. Construction was insanely expensive, costing several million rupees. The mausoleum was completed around 1638 or 1639, the other buildings by 1643, and decoration continued for years afterward. Shah Jahan spent his last years as a prisoner in his palace at Agra. He died in January of 1666. He was buried with Mumtaz Mahal in the crypt below the Taj Mahal. There are theories that the Taj Mahal was not built as a symbol of love to Mumtaz Mahal, but was a representation of a divine throne on Judgment Day, or of a house of paradise. Some people have said that the emperor would have built a similar building even if Mumtaz Mahal had not died. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Podcast. But if you are not yet tired of learning about history, you can listen to a new podcast that I host called Unpopular. Unpopular is about people in history who challenged the status quo and were often persecuted for it. You can listen anywhere you listen to This Day in History class. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Today, I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that flips through the book of history and tears out a single page every day. The day was June 17, 1843. A clash between British immigrants and Maori, known as the Waira Incident, took place on the South Island in New Zealand. It was the first major armed conflict between Maori and British immigrants after the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi. The New Zealand Company was a British joint stock company responsible for the colonization of New Zealand in the 1800s. Its founder and director, Edward Gibbon Wakefield, believed that a successful colony needed to attract a balance of capitalists and laborers. The company claimed to have purchased land in the Cook Strait region and established settlements at Wellington and Nelson. While the Europeans were purchasing land in New Zealand, representatives of the British Crown and Maori chiefs signed the Treaty of Waitangi. In May of 1840, Lieutenant Governor William Hobson declared British sovereignty over New Zealand. Since the Treaty of Waitangi was signed, there has been debate over its terms, interpretations, and differences between the Maori text and the English text. The treaty was meant to recognize Maori ownership of their lands and give Maori people the rights of British subjects. That said, many Maori were later dispossessed of their lands. Anyway, the New Zealand Company promoted the country as a Britain of the South, and it began to organize large-scale migration to New Zealand. But the fertile land required for all the Europeans migrating to New Zealand did not actually exist. The company was failing because arable land was limited, land titles were uncertain, there were too many absentee landowners, and there was no real way to generate income through exports. By 1843, the immigrants were struggling with food supply and the company was basically bankrupt. Throughout the early 1840s, more European immigrants arrived in Nelson, despite conflict between Maori chiefs over claims to the land being sold. But when it became clear that there was not enough arable land around Nelson for the immigrants, the company began moving forward with plans to survey the Waira Plains. Maori chiefs Ngāti Toa, Te Rauparaha, and others were adamant that the company had not purchased this land. Despite this opposition, the company ordered survey parties to begin work in the Waira Valley. So some of the chiefs went to the Waira and evicted the surveyors. They burned some of the shelters that had been made from local materials and destroyed some of the surveyors' equipment. Police magistrate Augustus Thompson issued a warrant for the arrest of the involved chiefs on charges of arson. A group of about 50 special constables were sent to Waira to execute the warrant. They were armed but inexperienced. On June 17, 1843, the company party arrived on the eastern side of the Tuamarina stream. Maori gathered on the other side of the stream. It's unclear exactly what triggered the fighting, though some Maori accounts say that a chief's wife may have died first from a stray shot. Regardless, a fight ensued, and 22 Europeans and somewhere between 4 and 9 Maori died. Many European immigrants feared that this was the beginning of a larger Maori insurrection. When the new governor, Robert Fitzroy, arrived in New Zealand that December, he was tasked with dealing with the aftermath of the incident. He determined that the Maori chiefs had been provoked by the New Zealand Company, which continued the survey despite lacking evidence for legitimate claims to the land. The Colonial Office supported this conclusion. It was pragmatic, as war would have been expensive and would have worsened the condition of European immigrants. But Fitzroy was soon replaced by another governor. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us via email. We're at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.